Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not shout. I'm telling you why.
Jesus Christ is coming again, and if he finds you wanting, he's going to send you directly to AT Double Toothpicks. I love Advent. It's so confusing. I mean, do you bury the alleluias and ignore the Christmas hymns, or do you just embrace the celebration and drag out the festivities? And when do you get to put the Christmas decorations up in church, or do we have to resolve ourselves to the pagan ritual of the hanging of the greens? And are the pyramids, do we use purple or do we use blue? Or should I be edgy and do the rose-colored thing? And that Advent wreath thing, is it purple, purple, pink, purple, or purple, 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 pink? And why is it that we have so many great and wonderful Christmas hymns on so few times and services to cram them in? And what's that thing about Santa and Saint Nicholas and where does Myra fit in? And can I maintain my salvation and still believe in Santa Claus? And then there's that song, you know, that I saw Jesus kissing Santa Claus. It's just so confusing to me. Advent, I love Advent. I love the confusion of Advent, not because I'm an anarchist, but rather because the confusion of Advent demonstrates perfectly the tension of the season. The tension of the now and the not yet. First coming or second coming? Which are we preparing for? Which are we preaching and teaching about? And of course, the confusing answer is yes. As we look at our text for today, the words of St. Paul, as we consider those, the answers don't exactly become any clearer. All of this talk about straining and pressing and grabbing the prize, I don't know, as a properly instructed Lutheran, I find that to be somewhat problematic. I mean, I was always taught that I could not by my own reason or strength, and I recall being taught all the evils of synergism, and I certainly recall somewhere along the line that I'm sure I heard the words that I am unable to deliver myself from this body of death. So what is Saint Paul talking about? What is he saying? How can he say, you know, run the race in order to attain the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus? I cannot, but I'm told to do it. It's kind of counterintuitive. Be mature, but it's above my pay grade. So confusing. And so Advent. Jesus Christ came into our world with very little pomp and circumstance in order to accomplish the rescue, our rescue, and redemption from sin and death. His life, his suffering, his sacrifice, his dying, his rising, his ascending accomplished an amazing reality. An amazing reality. By his works on our behalf, we have been made his own, put upon the path, clothed in his robes of righteousness. By what he has done, he has made us his children, and he has put us in the race. But don't be fooled. Do not make the mistake of assuming that this is some sort of race that you win by crossing the finish line first. This is a race that Christ has won. And you receive the reward of your faith when you break the tape stretched across the gates of everlasting life. Better watch out. Better not cry. That's the wrong Jesus. That's the Santa Claus Jesus. The Santa Claus Jesus, the one with the naughty and nice scorecard. And we worry about this Jesus. We are confused and we wonder, how will he find us? Will he find us naughty or nice? Will he find us worthless or worthy? Will he find us sinful or sinless? We worry about the Santa Claus Jesus. But it's the wrong Jesus. When Jesus Christ comes again, how will he find us? We do pray. The advent of our God is our prayer. But we are so confused by this coming, this second coming. We're so confused that we fear it. Well, people, rejoice and be glad in it. For when Christ comes again, he will find us. He will find us washed in his blood. He will find us restored by his sacrifice. He will find us just as he made us. Children eagerly, expectantly waiting for the dawning of that morning. Excitedly straining and pressing forward. He will find us reveling in the joy of our salvation and the promise of our eternal address. I love Advent. It's just confusing enough to keep our eyes on the prize. In Jesus' name, amen.